Hey y'all, let's talk. So I was reading this article by Lisa Jeffs and it was talking about self-sabotage. This is definitely a topic that I felt I needed to touch on. So many of us do this actively and passively. We do this and we don't even know we are doing it. So why? Why do we self-sabotage? One guess would be that we don't value our worth. We don't believe in our capabilities and so we act on what we think. We're scared. Our success sometimes seems too big even for ourselves, so we lack the confidence we need to reach our best potential self. In the back of your mind, you're thinking that you aren't really qualified, you aren't really ready, you aren't good enough, talented enough, or gifted enough, and that if you actually try and fail, you will expose yourself as the little fraud that the little voice in the back of your mind wants you to believe. And now, you will behave in ways that will actually cause you to fail. We place the blame everywhere else but where the blame needs to be. That's easy to do. We can justify our procrastination, our stalling, being unprepared, because we already told ourselves that we wouldn't succeed and we accepted that fact. We are defeated before the fight even began. Most people would think of all the negative outcomes, and that can be all they focus on because they like control. They like to feel like they are in control, even though it's not really what they want to happen. How many of us have done that? And maybe in the end, you may say, you already knew that was going to happen. Guess what? You are in control of your failure when you apply that type of thought pattern. We're scared to fail. You give your all to something and you're scared that your all just may not be good enough. It's easy for you to pick out all the reasons why something failed than to truly give it your all. So guess what? If you are not prioritizing self-care, if you are having defeating thoughts, if you're avoiding what needs to be done, prioritizing instant gratification, procrastinating, you are probably sabotaging yourself. Stop that. Identify the leading factor as to why you self-sabotage so that you can overcome it. One way is to make a plan. Goal setting is like the best. It includes smart steps, right? Your steps and your plan has to be specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time sensitive. Show some gratitude and think about all the times you have succeeded and overcame. Keep in mind that failure is not just a bad thing all the time. It is okay to fail. It builds character. We are humans and we are not perfect. And accepting that fact should not be a means to not believing in yourself, but to keep working on yourself and new opportunities. Focus on some self-care too, y'all. Focus on what you do right. Give yourself time to relax, sleep, and eat right. Prioritize yourself.